Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, well, it's turnaround Tuesday on a Wednesday, as we had no markets on Monday. Grain trade sharply higher yesterday, found some more spec buying out of the chute this morning, but that rolled shortly after the opening, led by the wheat market first. Corn held up for well over an hour, trading up near 492 and a quarter, got within 7¾ cents of $5 for the spot contract. We are the highest since early December 23 for a spot contract. The May and July corn, they traded above $5 for posterity, but they quickly got sold by participants with a 5 in front of those numbers. We have now turned back softer on the session as the noon weather maps went a little bit wetter for southern Argentina. Still need rain. They're hurting down there. And the little bit better means, well, nothing to that. Well, there's that chance of that 30 to 50 hundredths of rain 10 days out. So that wouldn't put a lot on it for now, but it did cause reversal action on the grain trade. Something to note. When we go from like the last third of January, January 20th, into the first third of February, actually not quite because only 28 days in February, about to February 10th, that 20-day window is always usually a negative window for pricing for grain, because those without marketing plans, farmers, they just sell grain anyway. It doesn't matter, marketing plan or none, they sell grain whether the prices are up or down, because frankly, everybody around them, more often than not this time of the year, has their hands out. They've got cash rent due. They got bills due. They call it the John Deere low for February because of so many loans due. You've got to satisfy your operating loan so you can get a new one. The property taxes are due. And you've got the farmers paying income tax by February 28th. So wherever they turn, the money is leaving the checkbook. And so that means grain leaves the bins and gets sold. So this tone doesn't mean that grains are going down from here. It just means this elevator ride up is going to be a little more subdued, and it's going to take pretty intense forecasts out of southern Argentina to maintain the pace we've seen. Otherwise, high water marks may have been set today. We'll see. It might take a while to recover, like in the case of corn. Corn can still have more upside later on into the second quarter. That's when typically old crop corn peaks. When we have stocks that are tightened up like we've seen them now, and that is also when the Argentine and Brazilian corn crops manifest over their pollination time periods, April and May, and that's when we usually see those highs in the old crop corn market, early April, early May. So we'll see. If we come back, it'll probably be then. All right, maybe we come back tomorrow. But for now, we are lower. March corn off 5 cents at 485, down 5 on the May, 494 and three quarters. December off a half, 459 and a quarter. In the soybeans, March down 8 and a quarter, 1059, off 6 and three quarters for the May, 1071, while July is off 5 and three quarters, 1081 and a half. If we take a look at that new crop November, just down a penny, 1048 and three quarters. Wheat prices still maintaining a slight gain in Minneapolis. March up 3.5, 608. May gaining 2¾ cents, 617 and three quarters. We are now unchanged in Kansas March. After being about 8 higher earlier, we're at 575.5. I take that back. There about 10 cents higher earlier. The March Chicago down 3.5, 555 and a quarter. With the May contract off 3¼, 568 and a quarter. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures exploding today, led by March feeder cattle. New contract highs as far as the eye can see. Feb cattle touched 200, currently up 267 at 199.72. April gaining $2.05, 199.37. June up $2.02, 194.67. Bids in Texas, 201. Waiting elsewhere, they're thinking steady higher elsewhere. Cutouts had choice today, down 19 cents. Select off $1.11. But that didn't stop this explosive rally today. Feeder cattle January up 242, 276.82, while March climbs $5.70, $272.95. April up 452, 271.07. Even hogs have now turned higher. February up 15 cents, 81.35. April gaining 25 cents, 86.95. Gold up $2.80, $2,770, while silver is still off 5 cents an ounce, $31.44. Bitcoin turning softer now after being higher this morning. We are down $1,675 to $104,526. And crude oil staying soft today. Mostly it's the products that are down. Crude oil March down 35 cents to $75.48, but your March gasoline off 2.75 cents a gallon, $2.08. Heating oil for March down 6.25 cents a gallon, $2.42. Any questions? You can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.